I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. We're listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Barbecue Bob, we both have a soft spot in our heart for the military. You actually participated. I was a spectator. But there's a lot of cool things that ex-military guys do and active military guys do. You've got a couple sons that are active right now, and salute to them. It's a wonderful thing that they've chosen and volunteered to serve our country. But we got somebody on the live line that you hooked us up with, too, that has a little background, maybe.
That's right. Right now, coming out of the great state of Ohio, is Mr. Steve Overholt. How are you, brother?
I'm great. How about you?
If better than I deserve.
Right.
I have to admit I'm a little bit of a traitor to the great state of Ohio because I moved to Michigan. And so I keep that low key, but I'm over to Detroit area.
Right
now.
Oh, so. Is that right?
Yeah. You keep the Ohio part low key or the Michigan part?
Yes.
Depends on where he's standing.
Yeah. Depends if he's in Ann Arbor or not, right? Yeah.
That's right.
I just want to know what colors you wear on Saturday.
Right. Yeah.
Whatever's needed.
Right. Oh, he's a politician. That's why he's in management.
I got to admit, I like the blue. So
yeah, good.
That's where we are.
That's cool. So, Steve, tell us a little bit about the background of Mission Barbecue, how it came about, and what it's all about.
Yeah, sure. So Mission Barbecue was the brainchild of two gentlemen that are they've been best friends for a long time, raised their families together, did not work together. They're both in different businesses, different lines of work, different companies, rather. And Bill Krause, the one founder, had retired. He retired from Under Armour. And his best friend, Steve Newton, was a long-term Outback Steakhouse executive. Bill retired, and he made it about a year, as Steve projected that he would. And Bill kept, nudging Steve to try to do something. Let's create something special. And eventually he got to the point where Steve made the jump, and they decided to do something special. And they decided to open up a barbecue restaurant. And they chose barbecue because they don't think there's anything more American than barbecue cuisine. And secondly, and more importantly, there's nothing more American than those men and women who raise their right hand and swear to protect, serve, and save our community and our country, just like you did, Bob. Two different branches of the military, and we thank you for that. And that's what our purpose is. Our purpose is, our mission is to serve, and we're committed to serving those local and honor those heroes. And we give back to that all through different ways through the year. But just going back a quick second, so after they did this, kind of the R&D, and they went all over the country looking at different barbecue places, and they found things they liked, things they didn't like, and they put together an outstanding menu that is from all over the country. And we don't sauce any of the meats because each part of the country has a different type of sauce that they like. So we leave those all on the table for people's preference. And they opened up the first restaurant on September 11th, 2011. And that was, as we all know, it's the 10th anniversary of the day that changed the world forever.
Right.
And we'll never forget. So the mission, we wanted the world changed so badly that day. We just want to try to change it back to the positive every day that we can.
Steve, that first one was in Georgia, wasn't it?
It was up in Glen Burnie, Maryland.
Oh.
Was the very first one.
Okay, right.
Both Steve and Bill lived up in the Maryland area.
Okay.
Not a hot spot for barbecue, but it's obviously working.
I bet it is now.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a slow start, but it's very successful. And I don't know how many we've got. We probably got, I'm guessing, 10, 12 restaurants over in Maryland there now. In fact, we just they opened up the first one September 11, 2011, and just past Monday out in Springfield, Illinois, we opened up restaurant number 100.
Wow. So holy cow.
Fantastic.
Really been fortunate and blessed, and yeah.
Now, every day at noon, what goes on at your restaurants?
So that is our absolute favorite time of the day, and it's ironically enough, it's a day that we stop ringing the registers and we stop serving customers. And what we do is we go out in the dining room and all gather around the flag of our country and pay respects to the flag and listen to the national anthem and sing along with it.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, and it's kind of. So we oftentimes we get questions around that. We just say, we're a proud patriotic company. We're not political, so everybody can gather around the flag.
That's right.
Respects.
That's right.
Yeah.
If you're living in
America,
that has to be
right. If you're living in America, you need to do that. Period.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I don't care what you're doing.
America.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about that menu, because yours is probably different. A lot of the barbecue restaurants that we talk with have a regional style generally, and it sounds like you've gone all over the country and brought a lot of it together.
Yeah, so we have a menu that's it's actually a pretty robust menu for a barbecue restaurant. And one of the challenges starting out that they found out, and people kind of told them that, hey, as you guys try to do this type of menu or this type of restaurant, you know, typically barbecue restaurants will kind of run out of food when they run out, and they have it until 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock. And we made the commitment to keep it available, always available through all points of the day and evening. So that's a challenge, especially given one of the biggest highlights is we have absolutely no freezers and no microwaves in our building. Everything is done fresh.
That's cool.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Now you have three restaurants in Michigan so far.
We do. We have one over in Grand Rapids in the Napa area, Beltline. And we have one in Troy, which is at 16 and Rochester Road, right in front of Nordstrom Rack. And okay. We have one down in Northville at 7 and Middlebelt across from Meijer.
Two great markets, two areas happen to go to quite a bit with my in-laws all being over there.
So,
come on in. I'd love to buy you lunch and get to know you personally.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Thank you. So tell us, you've got to have some bestsellers. And people, when they walk in, they sounds like the menu of your size, you could be a little overwhelmed. So point us in a direction of the stuff that seems to be most popular.
I can tell you, and not just saying there's nothing bad on our menu,
sure.
But I would say our two biggest sellers are our brisket and our pulled pork, both exceptional items. And so those are number one and number two. And then as you get in, people come often and they kind of mix and match. So they get the combo meals, the two meat sampler, three meat sampler. But we have outstanding turkey. Our ribs are fall off the bone. We even have salmon, if you can believe that or not, in a barbecue restaurant.
That's great.
And it's a quick smoke on it, and it's just great. We make all our own side items. We have Maggie's mac and cheese, which has five different cheeses in it, named after Bill Krause's daughter. That kind of kid approved it for us. And,
perfect.
And then we rotate around through the year. We do a black plate special about every 5 or 6 weeks, and has a different entree with it, which is now our ranch cut sirloin right now, and it'll change sides. Right now we're doing sweet potato, and then we do a blueberry cobbler right now. And then Seth switches those menus, move around a little bit. And so it's all fresh, all prepared on air. It's all dry rubbed, oak smoked, and we slice it to order.
I would imagine you attract quite a few veterans that want to work there.
We do. We're fortunate that we attract a lot of veterans and police, fire, first responders, and doctors, nurses, and really just anybody. Because again, barbecue is just such an all-American type thing. And we do have. I don't have the actual number, but we have several. I would think that we're into the three figures at least, but the number of veterans working for us within the organization. And we always, love when they choose to join us, and we kind of give them a different color uniform so they can kind of stand out. We just kind of highlight them, and it's just really cool when they do decide to work with us. And then it's we get to meet so many awesome American heroes that come in, and we just get to know their stories. And sometimes we'll be honored enough where they'll share a picture or some sort of memorabilia of their own or of their family members. They bring it in, and we frame it and put it up on the wall. And
great.
Our walls, kind of tell a story of where they were and what they did.
So if somebody shows up in uniform, do they get any kind of a discount?
So we don't do individual discounts. And it's a good thing you brought that up. So they can sign up for our Hometown Heroes Club or our Veterans Club, and they'll get individual offers through the year. Like they get a free sandwich or they get a free dessert.
That's really
nice.
We
do a lot of fundraising at the national level and with the branches themselves or with the police and fire departments. And we do that through we call it Hometown Hero Cup.
Yep.
And what it is, that's our large beverage. And it'll change through the year. And the money will go to Honor Flight or Navy SEAL Foundation or Semper Fi Fund.
That's
right now
great.
We're doing local police and fire. So for every cup that's sold on that, $2 goes right to the those organizations. And we're able to do that. I think USO, we raised a little over $1 million last year for the USO. So.
Well, Steve, I told you 9 minutes goes by quick, and we're up against a hard break. So
okay.
We will have you back, sir.
All right. Yeah, we appreciate it.
There's nice a lot more to tell about this story. But thank you for all you're doing.
Come on in. February 1st, we can serve inside. So come on over. We'll buy you some lunch.
All right.
Sounds good.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, sir.
Okay. Steve Overholt, Mission Barbecue, is a regional guy.
It's a cool place. We didn't even get to talk about their badass truck that they drive around. It's one of those big military trucks all painted black.
And deuce and a half?
Yeah, it's huge. But anyway, coming up next, a garlic butter bacon burger, huh? Stick with us. We'll be back.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family has been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine, Ben Valley Vineyards.
Hey, this is Joe from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You've got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.